Pro-American Migration Reform Group's Spar Over Strategy. By Neil Monroe on July 23, 2025. The broad coalition of pro-American migration reform groups is swatting down a discussion document by one group, Numbers USA, that suggests trading a partial amnesty for millions of resident illegals in exchange for trimming the legalized inflow of migrants by roughly one-fifth. The push could derail the migration movement's progress during President Donald Trump's administration, say activists in the movement. If you're on the same side, you have to be all rowing in the same direction if you want to accomplish anything, said one activist. The Americans who will vote in the 2026 midterms are increasingly recognizing that Trump's migration reductions are raising their wages, reducing their housing costs, and increasing workplace investment, he said. With the best hand we've ever had, now is not the time to capitulate, he added. That's a lot of handcuffs. 24 illegals arrested in Michigan ICE operation. But the concern is entirely misplaced, countered Roy Beck, the founder of Numbers USA. The claimed outline for a deal is merely a discussion document drafted by an outside group called Braver Angels. The Braver Angels group is trying to stage a national debate between immigration reform groups and business groups, he told Breitbart News late Tuesday evening. The Braver Angels group, which has its own management team and sources of funding, says. The goal of the Citizens Commission on Immigration is to demonstrate to Congress and the nation that Americans with differing views on immigration can find common ground. The commission works in a red-slash-blue balanced way and includes Americans from all sides of the issue. It was launched after a red-slash-blue balanced group of about 750 delegates at the 2024 Braver Angels National Convention gathered and voted to establish immigration as a Braver Angels priority issue. This is following in the footsteps of our successful Trustworthy Elections campaign. The Citizens Commission on Immigration encompasses focus on grassroots Americans, national leaders, and Congress and culminates in a report to the nation, outlining key policy recommendations on immigration that reflect red-slash-blue common ground from the grassroots and national work. One staffer at Numbers USA, Jim Robb, is working with Braver Angels and its team of mostly pro-migration advocates. In other countries, pro-migration forces have staged elaborate and expensive parliament-like public debates to claim there is public support for more migration. But Numbers USA is also shopping the draft report as the basis for an immigration deal, said two activists. The suggested amnesty would allow millions of illegals to stay, but also deny them citizenship. They completely betray the core agenda. They are no longer a leader in the movement, said one. Why are those players going back in a time machine to 2012 when we've got the most leverage in an electoral mandate? Both chambers of Congress. 77 million Americans endorsed mass deportation. Any support for amnesty loosens the pressure on the millions of illegal migrants to self-deport, and one business group to invest in American workers, said another activist. Aussheets. Two illegals arrested at gas station. Much of their criticism is aimed at Michael Huff, a third co-president of Numbers USA. He is working with Rob to present the discussion document to Hill politicians, including Senator Ruben Gallego, Diaz, and Representative David Vallotto, RCA, who is backing the amnesty bill pushed by Representative Maria Salazar, RFL. Huff was hired by James Massa, a short-lived leader at Numbers USA who caused an exodus of staffers from the group. Huff is a hardliner, said Roy Beck. There is no policy difference here between Numbers USA and the other groups, said Jeremy Beck, the co-president of Numbers USA who replaced Massa. I'm not going to speak about private talks, he said. This discussion is nonsense. Everybody at Numbers USA is working to reduce numbers, he told Breitbart News. Numbers USA is for lower immigration. Period. We spent the last few months fighting tooth and nail for the record immigration enforcement funding in the reconciliation bill. We got that passed by the skin of our teeth. It's a great victory. It is necessary, but it's not sufficient. He continued. Funding is ephemeral. Legislation is lasting, and we remain in the greatest wave of mass immigration in U.S. history and in world history. All of the reverse Robin Hood redistribution of wealth that occurred before the Biden border crisis is still going on. $500 trillion every year being taken from the hands of the working men and women of America and put into the pockets of the investment class. That's still happening. The guest worker programs are still happening. The U.S. government is still allowing roughly half of our legal immigration system to be decided by immigrants themselves through extended family chain migration. And we're still granting automatic birthright citizenship. We're still looking the other way when it comes to illegal hiring. Our due diligence is to talk to people, to talk to allied groups, to talk to opposition, to get the lay of land, see where people are, to see if there are opportunities, where there might be opportunities to move forward, said Jeremy Beck, adding. And so we're having discussions with people, and these discussions are wide-ranging, but that's all it is. It's due diligence. It's figuring out where people are. It's looking ahead to the future. The priority right now remains passing H.R. 2. That's the next big thing. H.R. 2 is a comprehensive immigration reform bill. It is being pushed by Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., who heads the Judiciary Committee. But it is quietly opposed by a handful of GOP representatives who favor a continued inflow of wage-cutting migrants into the jobs that would otherwise go to better-paid Americans.